Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The fungal meningitis outbreak that's now killed 12 people across the country is focusing attention on compounding pharmacy rules. In Tennessee, where 6 patients given contaminated steroid injections for back pain have died, Governor Bill Haslam says the state will not rush to implement new rules. But the Tennessean newspaper reports that California is taking steps to tighten standards, even though no deaths have been reported there. And today, the Boston Globe reports that owners of the New England Compounding Center implicated in this outbreak own another nearby compounding pharmacy, and that a former state regulator sits on its board. Dr. Sarah Sellers is a licensed pharmacist who worked at compounding pharmacies and testified before Congress in 2003 about her concerns with them. She was also a compliance officer at the FDA from 2006 to 2008. Dr. Sellers, your thoughts as you watch the deaths mount?
It's a tragic situation, and it is the nation's largest outbreak that we know of associated with contaminated injectables produced in pharmacies. The regulation of this industry is extraordinarily complex, and there has been a struggle defining which role belongs to the states and which roles belong to the federal government.
Let's back up for a second and remind people that these compounding pharmacies, they started as sort of mom-and-pop shops to make these special mixes of drugs for patients who can't tolerate off-the-shelf drugs. The way regulation is supposed to work, if we understand this correctly, is that states regulate the smaller compounding pharmacies, but the FDA, the feds, are supposed to regulate the bigger ones that work cross state lines, that distribute. So you had concerns. What were your concerns?
Well, essentially, that's a correct characterization, although many of the small, what you would call mom-and-pop pharmacies, are actually producing very high-risk products that are being distributed even at the local level. So even if states were to attempt to regulate that practice, they do not have the expertise necessary for identifying public health risks that the FDA and the FDA inspectors would be able to identify. What is absolutely clear is that in both settings, physicians and patients are not being made aware of the risks.
Well, I was going to ask you that because I can hear people saying, yes, you had concerns that regulators aren't keeping an eye on how big some of these companies are getting and that some of these pharmacies are only inspected every couple of years. But I can hear someone saying, this outbreak is terrible, but, given how much medication there is distributed, maybe not so bad. You say in a piece today for the journal Drugs that there isn't enough mandatory reporting on how many adverse effects there are from compounding pharmacy drugs.
It is my belief that we are only scratching the surface of morbidity and mortality associated with drugs made in pharmacies because it is very, very difficult to identify drug-induced illness because of the way that we study it in a very ad hoc manner when reports emerge in the media and press.
Well, so what's the problem? Because we hear congressmen like Ed Markey saying that these compounding pharmacies work in a regulatory black hole, Henry Waxman calling for an investigation. But the International Academy of Compounding Pharmacists told the Boston Globe it's government that's asleep at the wheel. Even though CNN reported that, they're a lobbying arm. They've donated, $1 million to lawmakers in the past decade. So which is it? Is it that government is asleep at the wheel? What's going on?
Government is not asleep at the wheel. The Food and Drug Administration and the staff at the Food and Drug Administration have been concerned about this issue for over 2 decades, and very diligent staff members have been approaching this issue from every angle, and they have been beaten down in the legal system. They have been beaten down by both pharmacy and professional medical organizations that want to keep the FDA out of pharmacies.
Well, this is a story that's not going away. We will pick it up again. Dr. Sarah Sellers, again, a pharmacist who worked with the FDA, who says she tried to sound the alarm over what she saw as a lack of oversight of these pharmacies. She now runs the consulting firm Q Vigilance in North Barrington, Illinois. Dr. Sellers, thanks so much.
Thank you.